We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's Sunday night. We're live. First, the John Bowne Report.
Every official in Hawaii, Democrat and Republican, every news outlet that has investigated this, confirm that, yes, in fact, I was born in Hawaii, August 4th, 1961, in Kapi'olani Hospital.
So here we are. I'm going to cut this layer. Boom. And now we're going to add it to a different layer on top of that other layer. And now you can see this is a completely different layer, and there's even a missing number on this when you bring this back in. Yeah, so this one was here originally, but then they added these numbers, it looks like. Watch the signature here. Part of the signature's there and part of it's not. They add the numbers one here and over here. There's a three and a one added. You can just see by turning it on and off. You know, there's different letters all over this that have been added into it.
Obama's birth certificate has been proven by two leading experts in forensic fraud documentation to be a forgery.
Let me tell you about Reed Hayes, a man with 40 years since 1974, 40 plus years of experience in examining forensic document, handwriting, a man who's well respected in his expertise, a court recognized expert, a document examiner. Mr. Hayes told me right off the bat, I'm an Obama supporter. I voted for him twice. He goes, and I will never do anything to hurt the President of the United States. What I had said to him was, Reed, I am not asking you to hurt the President of the United States. I'm asking you to take a look at this document and clear it and tell me there's nothing wrong with it. Would you at least do that? And he took a look at it. And when he called me back, he told me, Mike, I can't clear this. There's something wrong with it. We utilized forensic document examiners, Reed Hayes in Hawaii, and a company named 4Lab in Italy. 4Labs trains law enforcement throughout Europe. 4Labs, everybody in that building, is a PhD. These guys know their stuff. And I'm going to tell you what I respect about both of them. Both Reed Hayes and Marco at 4Labs stayed true to their discipline. These men could not be pushed. This is their findings. This is how they see it. And this is how they're calling it.
These births took place in Honolulu during the month of August in 1961, just 16 days apart. The birth certificate on the left belongs to Barack Obama. The birth certificate on the right belongs to Johanna Ani. It is the opinion of the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office that the birth certificate on your right belonging to Johanna Ani was in fact used as a source document in the digital creation of Barack Obama's long-form birth certificate.
They concluded that it is 1,000 times more probable that the document is inauthentic. They also concluded that if they had a greater sampling, that number would be higher, because they have concluded that that document, it is highly improbable, next to impossible, that you will find another document with every anomaly we just showed you. Reed Hayes' conclusion, the evidence noted herein is clear and convincing proof that the Obama certificate of live birth posted on whitehouse.gov on April 27th, 2011 is a fraudulently manufactured document. Evidence indicates that this certificate of live birth of Johanna Ani is one source utilized in the construction of the certificate of live birth. Reed Hayes' own words, the parentheses, nail in the coffin, close parentheses, that provides the certificate of live birth is inauthentic, is the exact lineup of numerous entries on both the certificate of live birth and the Ani certificate.
Impeaching Obama now, with roughly 30 days until President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration, seems like a non-event. But if we are truly entering a new era in the history of the United States, it would send a clear message to the criminal despots that have hijacked our government, our media, our medical system, right down to the monopoly money in our wallets, that no matter what diabolical infiltration is waged against...
already Sunday, December 18, 2016. We're now only 32 days out from the historic seating of the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. But the powers of globalism are pulling out all the stops to try to stop that. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, a lot of historians have pointed out that when they go back and talk to the people that live through incredible historic events, most people didn't recognize it at the time. And what I've noticed is we'll raise the alarm bell about the private Federal Reserve or about Obamacare being a ripoff or about how the globalists plan to open up our borders. And we'll tell people many years before it happens because we're reading it out of establishment white papers or watching meetings on C-SPAN. Most of this isn't even secret. It's just not widely publicized. The globalists pretty much operate out in plain view. But it's so academic what they do, the average person isn't concerned because they're too busy, again, watching the NFL or going shopping. And quite frankly, I don't blame them. But if you want to be free, you've got to be informed and you've got to be focused and you've got to be aware of what's happening. And so much of what we've covered years before has now taken place. And so, yes, people that pay attention, our credibility with them has gone up dramatically. But for those that don't pay attention, it's still somewhat of a novelty. And the mainstream media just kind of makes a joke about us. The standard joke is, oh, Alex Jones, he's the guy that believes in chupacabras and Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster and flying saucers. We don't cover any of those subjects. But when they attack us on The Daily Show or CNN or Vice on HBO or in Rolling Stone magazine or the New York Daily News or the LA Times, it just doesn't matter. They just say Alex Jones believes that blood-drinking lizards run the world. They don't even have the right person. And the reason they're doing that is to try to psychologically inoculate their viewers into disbelieving and not trusting a straw man that they've built. A great example of this was about 3 weeks ago, NPR. And then publications across the United States began to run a quote where I was talking about Hillary being personally responsible for the rape and murder of thousands of children in Syria by knowingly sending in jihadi ISIS al-Qaeda forces who routinely engage in the type of behavior. And the clip's only a minute, 18 seconds long. It's completely self-contained. It's very clear that I'm talking about the Middle East and North Africa. But they take it and cut the front and the end off to deceive their viewers and to deceive their listeners and to deceive their readers. And that works sometimes, but once viewers and listeners have caught them doing it a few times, they don't have any trust anymore. When I was in a restaurant today with some of the crew and having a meeting, kind of a Christmas brunch, because we don't have a big Christmas party this year. We just kind of take each department out. And as I was walking to the bathroom and back, two guys said, oh, it's Alex Jones that believes Hillary is chopping up children in the basement of a pizza place. And I looked at him and I said, that's right, and Bigfoot's helping her. Because they were laughing, wanting to have a false victory over me. And I just laughed with them at me because I was really laughing at the fact that they're still under mind control or they think it's going to intimidate me laughing at me. See, I know what I said. I know where my integrity lies. And because people want to have simulated victories in their heads, that's their problem. I've changed the world. I've put out many of the modern talking points that are counter to globalism. I sit there and hear Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, you name it, imitating me, not the other way around. I've changed the world. I've had a big effect. And I don't say that from some position of a power trip. I say that from a position to listeners to understand how much power we have in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary and seismic and very, very powerful act, to paraphrase and expand on the words of Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell. But that said, let me get into the big news today. And I want everybody to listen to me very, very carefully because we saw this coming in 1996. because I would read trade publications from the big internet consortium meetings, and I was also being advised by former and current members of the National Security Agency who had become contractors with telecoms. And they said, hey, kid, you're crazy enough to tell the truth? Let me tell you how things really work. Some of them were public. Some of them were private. One was James Bamford, former Nightline head producer. The other was Wayne Madsen. But others were private. And that's why if you go back to those shows from 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000, right up to 2006, when mainstream media started admitting some of the NSA spying, I told you exactly how the NSA worked, the name of the programs, how they were controlling and predicting the future with the information, how they were manipulating trends, how it was basically mass culture control. And the first time I was talking to one of these big NSA engineers, and he was a wealthy guy, because he'd obviously had a lot of patents and things himself, he said, Alex, have you read the Foundation series by Isaac Asimov? And I said, yes. He said, oh, really? Most people haven't. You know, he coined the term robot, and he coined the robot rules and all that. He goes, have you read it? And he goes, have you read the series? I said, yes. He goes, good, then you understand the actual plan. That was an envisioned plan by the Fabian socialist 50 years before Isaac Asimov wrote it. He goes, you're familiar with the fact that they have basically programming in the science fiction. Predictive programming is what it's called. So people accept things when they come in the future. And I said, yes. And he said, listen, look into it. That's the plan with the NSA grid. Now, if you read the Foundation series, a mathematician envisions in the near future, it was like in the 2020s or so, if I go from memory, that they would come up with a math algorithm to predict mass movements of populations if you could data feed their activities into major data banks. And then they went out and they hired all the Eagle Scouts and all the big brainiacs in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s to try to create it once the computers were up to the technological level they needed. Where do you think Michael Bloomberg comes from and his $46 billion? Data mining terminals into the NSA to get all the businesses to pay for, quote, intel, but the businesses actually give intel, which is then data mined into the larger NSA grid. So just like you think you're getting info from Google, it's getting 1,000 times more info from you. So you think the Palantir, which is a real NSA system, is a one-way crystal ball. Why should we be afraid to use it? Because others are lost, and Sauron may be using it, and then Gandalf throws the cloak over it. So see, you're looking into a Palantir. It's looking right back at you, using a child's allegory. So all of that said, when I come back, it's now not my analysis. It's not my prediction. It is now fact of how they're going to censor the web, how they're going to shut it down, and the final phases of ending free speech in the United States and Europe. Now, in Europe, they already arrest you if you mildly criticize Islam, leftists, anybody else. They're now doing $500, or announcing £500, third time's a charge, charm, 500 euro, excuse me, no teleprompter here, going from memory, 500 euro fines for, quote, fake news, which is defined by George Soros consortiums that will simply go through all of the information and then basically start fining and feeing you, and then finally removing you off the internet, because you're going to have an internet social score, which once it gets to a certain point, you're then kicked off the web and ostracized from the new technocracy. See, they get you in a technocracy, they make all commerce and jobs reliant on technocracy, then they remove you from technocracy. Remember a year ago, the Chinese came out and said, we're going to have social network scores for citizens. This is the new system of control. Well, when we come back, communist China, the evidence is clear, is now launching hack attacks against Infowars.com, and it gets worse. They're also openly running the rollout of censorship of, quote, fake news in the United States. It's so sensational.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well,
it's up to us. If we stand up to the globalists, if we scream bloody murder, if we point out what they're doing, they've got a tiger by the tail. If we roll over and just let them define everything, it's over. Notice they defined the Affordable Care Act as affordable when it was a giant ripoff written by foreign insurance companies to gang rape the American people. I mean, it's a fact that their profits went up 47% the first year globally on our backs. We got groupers saying, yeah, I was hired to lie to the public. Thank God the public's so dumb. Well, I don't think you're dumb. I think you want to, you know, be in a free and fair country and you don't know what to do when stuff's so corrupt and you're lied to. And the American people are waking up. But I noticed that about 5-6 years ago when Australia was about to pass internet ID, fake news bans, their reporters that were still in their press that were doing their job said, this is communist Chinese net censorship. And then they found cases where Australian lawmakers with the federal government were meeting with the Chinese to pick their brains on how to bring in censorship. Now, that narrowly failed 5 years ago in Australia. It was big news at the time. And that's what's scary, is that just 5-6 years ago, our media would criticize China when it was censoring the web and arresting members of the press and calling it fake news. Now, you never hear our media criticize their mobile execution vans or criticize their selling organs or criticize the censorship or the arrest of Buddhists for no reason. I mean, they arrest you if you're doing Buddhism in your house and just meditating and stretching. They arrest you for yoga. That's what Falun Gong basically is. It's like that, you know, mixed in with some of the stuff the Japanese do as exercise. It's crazy. But, again, they're threatened by it because they want the state to be God. They want total materialism. Communism's always threatened by spiritualism because it transcends the state. So then I saw Zuckerberg meet a whole bunch last year, a bunch this year. It's total of 14 times I could find with the communist Chinese censors to line up Facebook with China's censorship policies and systems and to adopt their systems of censorship. And then he told Merkel in a hot mic. We played the clip like 15 times. I'm not going to play it again. Everybody knows about that earlier this year. He got caught in a hot mic. She said, you got to do something to censor people, criticizing the open borders and the migrants she was shipping in. 2 million of them, Germany alone last year. He said, don't worry, man. We're on it right now by the end of the year. And everybody's like, whoa, that's what Drudge said. Whoa, it's happening. So what I'm telling you is this isn't a stretch. I've got a stack of news articles with the communist Chinese or in the Wall Street Journal, you name it, saying, well, I mean, there's the headline out of Forbes. I didn't even find that one. Print that for me. Doing business the Chinese way, Facebook develops a censorship tool. See, I hadn't even found that. Folks, there are so many hundreds of articles admitting that Facebook, well, it gets worse than that. They're not just hiring communist Chinese to run it, that have been successful with a population 4 times the United States, 4 times plus. They're 4 times the U.S. population and then add another 100 million. So, wow. 4 times our population, almost as connected as we are. South Korea is the most connected in the world. And they've got pretty much total control. And they call it, oh, we don't censor fake news, but we arrest you for fake news, too. They're trying to pass bills to arrest people right now for, quote, fake news. Meanwhile, the New York Times this week got caught running not one, not two, not three, not four, more than 100,000 fake news stories. Oh, pull it up. Just type in an article about fake news, they run fake news, and it's an ad. I went and looked it up, how many impressions it got. They admitted it later. Over 100,000 times they ran a fake news story in their articles saying Alec Baldwin was dead at 58. Now, by the way, that ad's not on ours because I have them daily review the Google third-party advertising we've got where they place it on your site. Tim Pruget, every day at 7 a.m. when he gets to work, has to go check what they're trying to load into my website. So I'm trying to cut it out. Yeah, there's the headline. New York Times airs ad for fake news, an article about fake news. And then they later had to admit it was over 100,000 impressions, get this, in the one article about fake news. So they had 100,000 people read that, and it was 100,000 times they ran it. That's not counting all their other articles. See, 100,000 sounds like a lot. It was a lot more than that. That's just the one we can look at. So here's the deal. They're running it on purpose, making money out of it. True fake news. There are sites that say I'm dead every week. There are sites that say Matt Drudge, you know, is dead every week. There are sites saying George W. Bush is dead every week. It's not true. Baldwin gone at 58 was the story. We don't do that. The difference is, do we get stuff wrong sometimes? Yes. But see, it's called prior restraint. We have to be proven in a court that we lied on purpose to hurt somebody. Never happened. Knock on wood. I had a guy once say lies about me and say I was a drug dealer and stuff. I had to sue him. He settled in court. Never been a drug dealer. Hardly ever even used drugs. Tried this and that out a few times in college. Hated it. I was like, people pay for this? This is horrible. It's like an anxiety attack to take cocaine. Or people think I'm on drugs. I'm on coffee. I'm upset about what's happening. But side issue. I had to sue somebody else. They were messing with my sister when she was still in high school. She's 15 years younger than me, 14 years younger than me. Lying about her. I sued them. I won. The point is that if you want to prove something, put your money where your mouth is. In America, every regime that censors says they're shutting down fake or misleading news. But again, it's all labeling. Just like the communist Chinese come out and call it fake news. Just like Obama calls it Affordable Care Act. It's or now, I've got an article where Bloomberg is interviewed this year telling Slate Magazine, there's several others, that he is lying to the public now that he doesn't want to take our guns, and the stealth approach is getting them dividends to undermine the Second Amendment. I have them admitting they're deceiving us by incrementalism. That's how dumb they think you are. And because I ferret around 24/7 digging all this up, showing you they want us shut down. So we come back from break. This affects everybody. But we are under attack by the president, former president, about to be. We are under attack by Hillary. We are under attack by the EU naming us. We are in the Washington Post as Russian agents. They had to retract it. But the EU doesn't care. They're using that list to call for the shutdown of InfoWars.com, DrudgeReport.com, and Breitbart.com. And if they can shut us down, folks, you're next. And they've hired Snopes and a mail order diploma company with 6 employees. You can't make this up. To be the chief advisors to Facebook as their... Facebook isn't censoring you. This third-party AstroTurf, non-governmental organization, NGO lapdog, it waved a magic wand, and it said so. We're going to go to break here in a moment and come back, but we have the Chinese communist in the news saying censor us, and our lapdog media going, thank God the Chinese, you mean communist Chinese murderers, are here. Not the biggest censors in the world are now running our censorship. Red alert, oh my God, it's like an invasion. No, it's just like, oh yeah, the Chinese are here to help shut down Alex Jones. Thank God, everybody, yeah? Absolutely, man. Can't wait till we have mobile execution vans. It's all coming up.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I got a bunch of other really big news I want to get to. But first, I got to break down the meat and potatoes of this. Because when I go to InfoWars.com and I go to YouTube, where I have a video posted I shot earlier today dealing with this situation, with the communist Chinese openly putting us on list, financing think tanks to try to shut down the free press in America. And I see people commenting. It's a minority of folks, but they're there going, listen to this delusion. This guy says he's like a big shot or something, like the communist Chinese care about you. We had the communist Chinese 3 years ago directly threaten Paul Watson in person in London, and he doesn't like me to talk about it because it was traumatic, okay? The communist Chinese have taken the world over. They got 98% of rare earth minerals. Have you seen the president attack me by name? Have you seen Hillary attack me and call me Darkheart? You think Hillary calls people a Darkheart and they don't get messed with? You think I got former Blackwater people as my security because I want to pay for that? I'm Mr. Fearless that's gone out and given speeches for decades with no security. We're changing the world. InfoWars got 85 million video views and radio listens for more than 15 minutes per, and that's true listeners, the week of the election. The new floor is 41 million. I'm not bragging. We're in a dangerous situation running a major attack against the foreign globalists taking over this country who want to make you poor. So I want to tell the snot-nosed kids something out there living in their mother's basement at 25. They want you to live in your mother's basement. They don't want you to go out and get a woman and be a man and be successful. And they teach you how it's cool to sit around and laugh at real stuff and laugh at real men busting their butts to try to live in a free society. Is that clear? Now, we have one of the top companies, it's a household name in the country, that supplies stuff for Google, Walmart, you name it. And we've had their presidents on the line. They say they've never seen an attack like we've had the last 3 days. They find it interesting. It's like a big game to them. They kept flipping switches on cloud systems to hundreds and thousands then of servers to finally stop the level of attack. Massive state run. They had to flip servers to the level that Visa and MasterCard have nationwide to stay up. We're on the same system as Visa and MasterCard. That's what it took. Visa and MasterCard power, boom, to stop it. The entire frickin' dark army of China going, nah, to knock us out. Because I'm on air pointing out that they're in the news and no one even cares. Oh, look, honey, it says in the Wall Street Journal, the communist Chinese are helping run this and are advising our government on censorship. What? 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 And then I see articles going, what, you don't like Chinese people? You know what? The next piece of garbage says that. I'm going to punch him in the nose metaphorically. I don't have to play race card. My sister's Korean adopted. I was brought up to be colorblind. It's the Chinese that are super racist towards outsiders, including the Japanese half the time and vice versa. And I love everybody. The point is, stop thinking tribalism only goes on with white people. We're the folks that tried to stop it and end it. Doesn't mean we don't have problems either. But I'm sick of the ignorance and I'm tired of it. The communist Chinese have killed over 100 million of their own people, 84 million under Mao. They have suicide nets around thousands of factories. They work women and children 16, 18 hours a day. The left doesn't care about new footage of little kids working in slave labor, sometimes to death, in North Korea. I'm going to play that later, by the way. I forgot to tell you about that. It's all over the news. I was telling the crew to get it. The left's like, oh, good, it's a communist utopia. But don't let homeschooler kids carry the trash out or it's forced labor. They want to handicap you. They want to control you. They want to dominate you. So, the amount of money I've got to spend and the amount of money we lose having our shopping cart shut down for 2 days, I want everyone to go to InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, no one ever got in as a hack-wise. It was DDoS attacks and a bunch of others they don't want me to get into. Some stuff they've never seen before. Purely synthetic bandwidth. Not even real stuff. They were like, what the hell is this? They had the FBI was running around trying to figure out. It's stuff they've never seen. Okay? Now, oh yeah, China's now using weapons we've not seen yet. Okay, on us. Well, of course they are. They know the president listens. They know I talk to the president. They're all crapping their britches. They know General Flynn's a listener. You think only General Flynn's a listener? You think you kick General Flynn out? The next one will come in even more hardcore. There's finally a voice. Finally someone on air that understands the attack plan. I'm willing to take them on, and I've got the backing and support. And the stinking commie Chinese can't stand it. Because I get historians on who expose how the CIA put them in power in 49 and how the Rockefeller set up a deal in the 70s with them to leverage out and the secret global treaty that's now being leaked. And they're not going to get the Panama Canal anymore. And they're not going to get one-sided deals and 98% of rare earth minerals. And they're not going to get to have 15% lower corporate taxes so we don't have any jobs. We're going to equalize that. And they're freaking out. And they go, who's doing this? And they go, Alex Jones. And they're like, take him out. Let me go over some headlines for radio and TV viewers just to break this down for you. Communist China moves to shut down Infowars.com. Fake news censorship originated in China. Dr. McCann, please. That is on Infowars.com. My report from earlier today when I wasn't so angry. Okay? I'm going to give you a Dr. McCann because I'm going to show a bunch of articles. Okay? Here's the next one. Angela Merkel caught on hot mic confronting Mark Zuckerberg over racist Facebook posts. That means criticizing socialist or open borders. That's Bloomberg pushing it, spinning it. He promises the censorship, don't worry. Okay, here's another one. This is Forbes. Doing business in China. Doing business the Chinese way. Facebook develops a censorship tool working with the communist Chinese. Forbes. Here's another one. Mark Zuckerberg caught on hot mics, what I told you about. German politicians want 500 euro fines over Facebook fake news. Zuckerberg lauds socialism while China's internet censorship czar meets with him 14 times to align the program of censorship. Wall Street Journal, fake news is rampant even under tight Chinese filters. We don't hear about China filtering anymore. That's not an issue, or China censoring. No, now they're doing their job, and our media is like, darn, we wish those Chinese could do a better job censoring their evil people. See how they flipped it by labeling. Tripling your healthcare costs is now affordable, is now free. You didn't build your business. Your mother and father didn't raise you. The state is. They're just telling you this. It's not China intensifies censorship but fails. It's China can't even shut down these fake news people. The New York Times says, what happens when a country cracks down on fake news? Ask China. That's PC world. Oh, and they say, oh, yeah, China was the first to do it. And, oh, they're the model of it, just like I told you. It says one country feels vindicated. They've been proven right. Now that America's going to censor, like China, the Chinese Politburo and Central Committee, it actually says it, is vindicated. And you go see every major movie about science or technology, and it's China that saves the day. And it'll show the Politburo in red flags. Our people see that and go, what is that? That's showing their capital saving America, their government saving us because we're idiots. In every major movie that comes out now, from The Martian to Arrival to you name it, it'll be the Politburo going, and they'll go, President, the Americans are incompetent. And they'll go, save them. And then they'll save us. Every major movie now. All propaganda, buying up the six Hollywood firms. Listen to this article. The current debate over fake online news has one country feeling vindicated. Oh, not our government now has collapsed to China. China is taking over and following orders from them. Massive censorship. Major tech giants are now capitulating to China and agreeing to global censorship. China lectures Americans in Wall Street Journal to shut down alt-right. Total emergency. Our government's linking up with the red Chinese to help censor Americans. Unbelievable. Using the Chinese black dark army to censor websites. Oh, my God. Now the NSA's teamed up with China to censor the Patriot movement. Donald Trump's had to put all this stuff in himself, by the way, because he's under daily attack. No, none of that. Americans unite. Americans come together. No. It's all, thank God the Chinese are vindicated and can help us shut down that pesky Alex Jones that hadn't killed one person. But it's all how violent and bad I am, because I won't roll over. The current debate, this is PC World. Oh, the current debate over fake online news has one country feeling vindicated. China, for years, its controversial censorship system, where they kill people for speech, has been cracking down on so-called online rumors. And last week, a state-controlled newspaper essentially told the U.S., I told you so. Yeah. That's the article. I'm trying to find that one. I couldn't. It was all over our news at the time, where they said, I told you so, you better do more. And then it just goes on. Oh, will we adopt killing people for their speech, too? It's so progressive. Yeah, the children out there.
We now take you live.
They're counting on us to wake up.
The Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Rallying patriots.
Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Michael Bloomberg and George Soros, two basically tax-exempt globalist kingpins who are anti-American, spend all their time trying to overthrow our Bill of Rights, have given billions of dollars to overturn our elections. They now have their Every Town initiative, where they gave millions and millions of dollars to defeat Sheriff Joe Arpaio. He's coming up in the next hour, joining us to talk about that, to talk about the Obama birth certificate, which was fake on purpose. And we're going to go over all that. That's why Michelle said he was from Kenya in speeches up until 2007. It's why in the Harvard Law Review that he edited for 3 years as the editor, he said in the intro, I am born in Kenya. My father is Kenyan. That was his cover. That guy looked nothing like him. We just knew he said he was born in Kenya, and his birth certificate was fake. It was all a cover from his dad, Frank Marshall Davis. But the point is, we don't know his real identity. That's why he has five different aliases. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. We know his mother and grandfather were CIA. Her father probably was the CIA section chief there in Hawaii. But It just gets crazier from there, folks. It's just totally crazy. But they've now had top forensics labs, after a multi-year study, come out and conclusively prove that the birth certificate they released is totally fake. Hell, they left it in layers on purpose, so we'd know that. But we now have it certified. And a lot of these labs, obviously, were scared to have this released till Obama was about to be out of office, because this is bombshell. And I thought people wouldn't care, but I said, okay, have Arpaio on, do a special live report Thursday on it. It had like a million views on our two YouTube and Facebook channels. And then a derivative of it had like 300,000 views. And I thought people were sick of the whole birth certificate. I'd love to have Arpaio on just about being targeted by Soros and by Bloomberg his last two elections, and they finally won, probably with a lot of hanky-panky evidence was showing. But they tried fraud against Trump, but his tsunami was so big they failed. So Arpaio's coming up, also with one of his detectives, a separate detective we've had on before from a separate jurisdiction that also helped launch the investigation a few years ago. But before we go any further, if you're a new listener, I just read to you from the BBC, I just read to you from PC World, I just read to you where they're like, oh, it's wonderful, China's been proven right with its so-called censorship stopping fake news. That means arresting people and executing them. They've arrested tech writers for major papers in China who criticize the stock when it goes down, and they kill you. Talk about crazy land. So we're now under censorship. Now look at this BBC article. China's social credit, Beijing sets up huge system. This was last year. We covered it, Drudge covered it, and we said, watch, they're going to bring this social credit system here where the government and corporations can lower your score from a 5.0 to a 4.9 and right down, and once it hits a 2.5, mortgages are more, everything's more. It's a social control system right out of a science fiction dystopia movie, The Mark of the Beast. And this is their control system, which they're now pushing here in the United States. Now, here's an example. We're partnered with YouTube because we have billions of views. I didn't do it for years. They approached us. One of their vice presidents did 3 years ago. And they said it'll no longer be bots that strike you for copyright and stuff. It'll be real humans you're working with. I said, good. We've had no real problems since then. We're a trusted company. We have good material, good news, no lawsuits, no issues, no copyright stuff. We are partnered with YouTube and Google. And I know Google's big and globalist. It's been the least bad of the others. They're now getting on board the censorship. We probably won't be there very long. But the point is that while we've been there, we've reached billions of people. And we're going to fight to stay there. Because they operate as it's an open commons, follow the rules, then you'll be here. Well, we have. This is tilting the rules to say, you know what? Doesn't matter you've got a long history. Doesn't matter you've done all this great work. Doesn't matter you reach billions of people. We're going to have a group funded by Soros say you're fake, and so you're going to be banned. Or you're going to be restricted. Or when somebody tries to visit your website, it's going to have a message that pops up in the browser saying, don't go here, it's dangerous. That's already happening on Google Chrome. Till I told Google I'm filing a lawsuit, they took it down the next day. They're probing to see what we'll put up with. Reddit is not stopping the deep burying of our links, violating their terms of service. Even their own users do it. So I don't want to go into the lawyers. I don't want to have to do it. But I'm figuring out who I'm going to sue right now for violating all of our rights. The communist Chinese, they don't follow copyright, nothing. They don't follow any laws. They steal intellectual property. It's well known. But Obama doesn't have a problem with them. He's trying to bully the Russians because they're not as strong as the Chinese. But the real sadness of PC World and others going, boy, China's been proven right on censorship. Or I'm sorry, so-called censorship shut down fake news. That's a good thing. And now we're going to follow what they say. Thank God. China's crackdown on online rumors a few years ago was harshly condemned by the West, wrote the Global Times. Things changed really quickly as the anxiety over internet management has been transferred to the U.S. Yeah, the ruling corrupt elite, like the ruling corrupt elite in China that wants to stay in power, is getting kicked out of power. So now you want to censor things. That's the giant elephant in the room. That's the incredible bombshell. Not my opinion. Our government, illegitimate, is trying to overturn the election of Trump. Right now, is trying to say ban Trump, trying to ban Alex Jones, ban Drudge, because we're kicking the living daylights out of them with truth. They're all over the news saying, I'm violent, I'm going to cause violence, while George Soros gives billions to insurrection groups that call for killing police officers. The government is rogue. It's completely out of control. There's an attempt with patriots in the government. And I'm not somebody to worship government, but here I am being proven wrong. It's the patriots in government that recognize what's happening, that are trying to countermand this and trying to block this right now. There is a war over the heart of this country and our future. That's not rhetoric, people. If massive history was staring you in the face, would you recognize it? It's happening now. Look at this. The Wall Street Journal, the BBC, all of them praising it. To Forbes' credit, they're not praising Chinese net censorship coming to America, actually being honchoed by the communist Chinese, being driven, being run, being captained, being commanded, being advised, being consulted. It's sensational. The People's Daily 2 weeks ago that they just mentioned was in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the AP, was everywhere lecturing us on how to shut down fake news and bragging that they were helping Facebook, Google, and Twitter do it. And you see the purge on Twitter, the purge on Reddit, the purge everywhere, with the EU wading in, the high court saying, you have one day to tell us how you're going to start censoring. And a day later, the censorship started. And then armies of bots running around saying, Alex is lying, there is no censorship, he's not important, the communist Chinese wouldn't hit him. I'm talking to the top IT people that handle our stuff. And they're saying, we really don't want you to put out what the attacks are, but if you really want, we'll certify a report. I've got the report right here, exactly how they did it, where it came from, everything. And I'm looking at publishing it tomorrow. I'm looking at it. I got to talk to them after this broadcast. I was up at 2 in the morning on this. I was up at 6 a.m. on this. I've been up on this constantly. They've never seen an attack this big. Ever. And I'm on the phone. Do you want to go to 100 cloud systems? Yeah, 100 cloud systems. They're knocking it down. You want to go to 1,000? No, I mean, you know, you now have more than the major credit card companies. And then they told me stuff that's in confidence, and I'm not allowed to tell you. Let's just say the FBI is involved, and let's just say the president knows about it, president-elect. Because there's only one other person been hit by something this big. I guess I'm kind of telling you, it wasn't in total confidence. Just some of this I can't tell people. It's too incredible. You think they're hitting me hard? Imagine how they're hitting Trump. And I'm talking about WhiteHouse.gov. I'm talking about his new MakeAmericaGreatAgain.gov. I'm talking about DonaldJTrump.com. It's the only other place getting hit with this new stuff that isn't even, it's synthetic bandwidth. It's not even a real request. And it's coming right out of the commie Chinese. Just because we want fair taxes and a level playing field with you. Oh, that's incredible. So what I'm asking listeners to do is I'm going to be able to announce tomorrow that despite the fact that they made us lose the amount that it would take me to hire another employee, which I'm planning to do just in the last 3 days, this is our key part of the year where you're going to the black. Free shipping, I'm extending it through the route the rest of the week. Was going to end tomorrow. Store-wide, 50% off colloidal silver. A bunch of other items are 30% off, and I'm going to keep it all up there till everything sells out. Plus, it's a great way year-end to sell out of everything so I don't have inventory taxes to pay. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site. Again, when you go there, it waits about 10 seconds. They never got into the site itself. It's totally secure, highest security level. They have to black hole all these IPs and redirect all this stuff and check you before you go in. And so that's why you sit there 5 seconds before you go in. We have a backup site as well. So just support us, get the products, and I want to announce here that we've made double what we lost in the next few days as a victory against the murdering communist Chinese and a victory for America and the fact that we will awaken the sleeping giant as modern Paul Revere. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Sheriff Arpaio's joining us, one of the longest-serving, most highly decorated sheriffs in the history of the Phoenix area. Of course, got demonized internationally. The UN came after him, you name it, George Soros, Bloomberg. They finally got him out of office, but he's coming on about their years of research into the birth certificate, now conclusive with outside top forensic labs, that it's a fake as a $3 bill. So that's coming up, and we'll also look at the attacks on free speech happening nationwide. One of a retired Bergen County, New Jersey detective, Mike Zullo, who's been in studio with us, also has been leading this up for the sheriff in his cold case posse. So that is coming up in the next segment here in about 5 minutes. But I want to be clear. I just read to you out of PC World and others where they have the People's Daily saying we're censoring America. America's adopting our censorship model, and our media is saying it's good to censor the conservative and libertarian press by having a George Soros-run group again. In fact, will you guys print me the Daily Caller and others where it points out that Soros-funded group now, you know, now runs the control of the news? This is so unprecedented. This is an authoritarian takeover. The problem is Trump's about to get in. That's why they've got all these electors being visited at their houses, thousands of letters. You've got media everywhere telling electors who are Republican, tomorrow, don't vote in the Electoral College. It's the 19th. We don't find out what really happened, though, supposedly, until the 6th of January. We may learn earlier, but according to law, it's the 6th. So they're openly trying to overthrow the election right now. On every front, Americans aren't used to true totalitarianism. And now that censorship of the press is hitting, attempts to overthrow elections are hitting, and they're trying to fund groups to go out and kill police officers. I mean, I've got the new Black Panther Party and Black Panther affiliated groups and Soros-funded socialist and communist groups and Black Lives Matter in Austin at multiple rallies saying, what's better than 4 dead cops, 5 dead cops, kill the cops? Again, for total destabilization and the UN-run Strong Cities Initiative. I mean, this is mainstream news. Loretta Lynch says it's the UN advising them. This is a takeover with the communist Chinese in the newspapers telling our government, hurry up and censor Alex Jones. So let's play a clip where Saturday Night Live makes a joke out of all this and, you know, pretends that, you know, they go to people's houses and try to get, well, they actually go to an elector's house, try to get them to turn against the popular vote in their states. Here it is.
Got it.
Ding dong. Okay, I'm narrating this for radio. Lady with her husband goes to the door.
Oh, hi.
Who is it?
It's a lady dressed like Hillary. Hillary impersonator. Say it's Carol Singers.
It's Carol Singers.
Give him a dollar and tell him to get lost.
Say it's Carol Singers. It's one of the electors. It's me. Hillary Rodham Clinton. They make overthrowing the election funny. It's the 70s. And she goes on to say, just say, because it's Christmas. And at Christmas, you tell the truth. I know you're an elector. And on December 19th, that's tomorrow, you're supposed to vote for Donald Trump. But bish, he cry. I don't understand this. Not even funny. He's refusing security briefings. He's already a bunch of lies. And so it's all this demonization, all this BS. Listen, I know I lost the election and may never know why. Cough. Russia. Cough. But I still care about this country. Oh, Hillary cares so much. You don't even have to vote for me. I'm cool. Just vote, literally, anybody else. Like John Casey, Tom Hanks. All right, folks, we're going to go to break. This is the sickening evil. And the real propaganda is now on Saturday Night Live, Comedy Central, you name it. They've been caught in the WikiLeaks.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Sheriff Joe Arpaio just recently voted out of office on November 8th. And I don't need to tell folks who he is. Everybody knows who he is. Joins us via phone and Mike Zulu, Zulo. A retired Bergen County, New Jersey detective who's been here in studio with this great guy, is the chief investigator on the Cold Case Posse formed by Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Maricopa County, Arizona. And he didn't have to do this because obviously Soros and the usual suspects target you because they ran Obama. But Sheriff Joe Arpaio and Mike Zulo did it. And they had the UN come after him, lawsuits, you name it. Now, years after, They've had top forensics labs come out and say, definitely it's fake. Now, listen, folks, they put it in multiple layers so you know it was fake. We learned later. It's good to investigate the birth certificate, in my view. But they did it just to become this whole honeypot, which is good we covered it, from the fact that we believe his dad was really Frank Marshall Davis. And we know he has all these weird aliases. He converted to Islam. He wears an Islamic ring. All of this is real. He put in his Harvard law review that he edited as the editor that he was born in Kenya. His wife in 2007 in speeches, we played him, said, hey, my husband was born in Kenya on purpose to then put out the fake birth certificate so they would then get us to basically divert off to that and the fact that his dad was Frank Marshall Davis, the famous communist, would never be discovered. Now, that's my educated view on it. But regardless, I'm not putting down Sheriff Joe Arpaio and the work he's done exposing this, Fast and Furious, you name it. And last week they did a big press conference that millions watched online. I know because over 1 million watched it just on our platforms here as well. Another 500,000 or so watched it just in clips we played. So people are still very, very interested in this. And Sheriff Joe has done an incredible service doing that, the death threats, you name it. And so has Mike Zullo. But after we've talked to them for maybe 2 segments to the bottom of the hour about that, I'd like to ask Sheriff Arpaio and Mike what it was like to be under millions and millions of dollars every election cycle of Soros and also Bloomberg money. And I pulled articles from this year where Bloomberg and Soros brag that they've got a stealth gun control program going to deceive the public. So they now admit frontal assaults don't work, so they've got a stealth attack to throw people out of office like Sheriff Joe and other defenders of the Constitution. They're also targeting the Milwaukee sheriff right now as well. So I want to talk about that strategy to pick off folks that are on the front lines out there like Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Sheriff Joe, I want to wish you a great Christmas coming up, my friend.
Well, thank you, Alex. Keep up the good work. It's very complicated, at least with my background. You know, I'm the longest-serving sheriff in the history of Maricopa County, 24 years. The feds started going after me, Holder, and Obama, 30 days after they took office, is still around here after all those years. And I was defeated. And doesn't shock me. He pumped in $3 million in the last 30 days. I'm talking about Soros. And then they came out in federal court when a civil judge, I won't get into him, were appealing his findings on racial profiling, but shoved it over to criminal, and they announced the day before the election started that they're going to charge me, and then 2 weeks later they said they did charge me for a misdemeanor. So you can see there's much politics involved, and here comes Soros, last 30 days during the election, pumping in $3 million in the media. I can go on and on. So it was a little tough race, but, you know, the people spoke. It's not over yet, and I said 5 years ago, 5 years ago, when the Tea Party, 250 of them, came to my office, said, you're the elected sheriff. Will you please investigate the birth certificate? And I don't think I was crazy. I've been the federal guy for 30 years. I think I knew the heat I would take. But I had to do it, and I did. With Mike Zullo, I appointed him to do it because there was no taxpayers' money. A posse works for nothing. I knew I would get heat on that issue. And I did it. And it took 5 years.
Well, I was about to say, people can say whatever they want about you or lie about you or make stuff up. We're all victims of that. You have got, the biggest heart and guts out there to go through the hell, the intimidation, the attacks, the threats. I mean, it would take 10 hours to cover it all. They certainly were very upset about your investigation. Before we get into the actual evidence, I mean, just your personal gut view of it, why would he say in his law journal that he edited that he was from Kenya, born there? Why would his wife say that in speeches and then act like you were crazy trying to investigate the birth certificate?
You know, I don't know, Alex. I got my opinion, but let me say from the beginning, I said I could care less where he is from. I stick with that. I said we are investigating a forged, fraudulent government document. I said that from day one. I continue to say that. And I said from day one, show the birth certificate or a microfiche, and we'll all go home. That's never happened. Mike Zullo has done a great job, tenacity, and we got some lucky breaks to put the nail in the coffin recently, and that's what I went public on. Had nothing to do with me leaving office, because I would have done the same thing if I was reelected.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you'd have press conferences before and shown what forensic teams, independent groups have said, but then you went further, and we could probably bring in the detective here, and you guys could just pop in whenever you want. And it's just a roundtable discussion here, format. But you guys had some of the top forensics labs in the country, and as the detective points out, a lot of these headed up by liberals who didn't want this to be true, and watching your press conference the other day that we covered live, it looks really, really conclusive.
Well, Mike, in answer to that, let me just say from the beginning, we went across the pond to a country where my mother and father came from. It's called Italy. And got experts, and also Mike worked on a guy from Hawaii that's an expert. Maybe Mike can explain the recent revelations on this situation.
Sure, Mike. Let's roll the basics out and then come back in more detail in the next segment.
Hi, Alex. Pleasure to be with you today. I think, like the sheriff just said, we put the nail in the coffin with this document, last Thursday. We have 9 points of verified forgery. And what we had to do, and going back to 2011, 2012, Alex, your video that you did initially on this, you were sitting with a gentleman taking the layers apart. That was the very first video I ever saw on the document. And it was the only video I saw for a very long time, because I didn't want to, pollute myself with taking in a lot of information. I needed to do this on my own. And I did see that video, and that video was compelling in and of itself. And we confirmed a lot of those things in our first two press conferences. And we even went further in the second press conference by introducing Reed Hayes, a document examiner from Hawaii, 40-year career. I mean, the man is an instructor, a certified court-recognized expert. And we put information out backing up what we did then. Media went silent. They went silent, and they just went into attack mode. Well, the sheriff and I had been discussing this for quite some time, and we agreed that the only way we were going to be able to pursue this was going to be doing it under the radar. And that's what we did. And as this was unfolding, there are operatives out there that come against this kind of investigation. They do it for political motivation.
Sure, they've been trying to put you guys in jail.
Oh, yeah, they tried. They started to float an idea around about a copy machine being the forger and whatnot, and we had to investigate that, and I make that clear in the video how we did it. But what happened was a turning point, and like the sheriff said, a lucky break. I knew that we had the evidence the first two times, and I knew we still had the evidence. The problem you get with this, when you're putting together any kind of criminal case, you have to think about conviction. It's not just enough putting somebody, behind bars and arresting them. You have to think about, how is this going to conclude? And the evidence was compelling the first two times. A lot of the evidence is what you had in your video. However, I knew that there was so much computer forensics involved that you would never convince a jury. There's too much doubt could be thrown in as to how this may have happened other ways.
Sure. Stay there. We're going to come back. We're going to come back on the other side and look at this as if it was going to be a court proceeding. Stay with us with Sheriff Joe Arpaio and the detective.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Now, we're only going to spend one more segment on the birth certificate, and then the next segment I want to get into, what was it like to be targeted by Soros, who now is going to run, and this is mainstream news, the two groups that tell Google, Facebook, and others what websites we can visit. No judge, no jury, communist-style net censorship, actually with the Chinese communist consulting on how to do it. I have PC World admitting it, the Wall Street Journal. I mean, this is just so bizarre, I can't even believe it's happening, but our live coverage of it, it's up on YouTube, was titled, Sheriff Arpaio Proves Obama Birth Certificate Forged. That's the YouTube version with 184,000 views. There's about 500,000 views on our Facebook version of that, and another 300,000 or so on our own personal feed. That's why it says about 1 million views And quite frankly, they were covering this. I thought, well, it's interesting, but I didn't think people would be that interested. People are super interested in this still. So I'm just very glad that Sheriff Arpaio and others did this because the public asked them to. But just encapsulating this, the lead detective on the cold case posse, Mike Zullo, who was appointed by Sheriff Arpaio, where's the best place for people to go to see the sheriff's investigation for themselves?
Well, Alex, right now the best place is carlgallops.com. He is creating a page that is housing all the information, all the videos, because we know that's going to be able to stay up after Sheriff Arpaio leaves office in January. So we don't want it anywhere where they can take it down. So carlgallops.com is where it can be found right now.
And I also noticed looking at the Sheriff's Department website, the sheriff obviously is, I guess, still on the webpage. So he's still the sheriff. Does that transition of power go the same way as the president, January 20th?
No, sir. January 1st.
January 1st. So we're only talking about, 15 days or 12 days and a lot of research materials on that Sheriff's Department website, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Wow. So that's all being transferred again. What's the website for folks?
CarlGallops.com.
CarlGallops.com. Okay. We're definitely going to tweet that out. That is so important. So
well, Alex, we got 1.5 million on my Facebook.
Wow.
So that was right away when we went public on this. So we're getting a lot of reception from the people on the Facebook, and I'm going to transfer that into my private Facebook when I leave office. So it's still going to be around.
Well, I would imagine you haven't stopped fighting for 55 years in law enforcement. I don't think you're going to stop now, are you, Sheriff?
No, and thank God that Donald Trump is elected. I was with him from day one in July when I introduced him and had the gut feeling. And that day I said he's going to be the next president. And it's coming true.
I had the gut feeling about 2 years ago when he first announced it. So, I mean, how soon did you have that gut feeling, Sheriff?
Well, I've been around. I've been the campaign honorary manager for Bush and Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, so I know something about when people run for president. But Donald Trump was different. I caught on to that right away. A lot of predictions he made is coming true. I admired a man. What else can I say? I admired the way he treated my wife, who had cancer at the time, and kept calling her. So he's a great person, and he's going to make a great president. That's my prediction.
I don't know how he does it, because he's so gracious. Every cop that gets killed, he calls the widow. Folks don't know this, but he sends them money. I don't know. I mean, the word is he spent billions of his fortune just on quiet charity, and then he doesn't want anybody to talk about it.
Well, I've been with him many times, introducing him. I know how he is. I flew in his plane. I had a lot of time to talk to him. He loves cops. He loves veterans. He loves the military. He loves the people. And he's going to shock a lot of people. And I'll tell you one thing that burns me up, being a top federal guy for 30 years and sheriff for 24. Now they're coming after me from all directions for doing my job. So I'm getting a little angry after all this. And I'm angry at the media. Because they're hiding this thing. How can you hide what's going on with this birth certificate?
Sir, they take clips of me now. And of course, the show's video, too, but they never show video because it would jump cut. You'd see it was edited. They have high-tech folks that I can't even edit this good. Edit stuff I say together that sounds crazy, and they put it on even Fox against me now. Even Fox is like, I mean, I'm telling you, it's a total attack on this country, and they seem to have gotten worse. What do you make of them trying to overthrow and threaten the electors to not follow the votes?
Well, I was an elector in 2000 with Bush, and boy, they tried to go after me, trying to get me to switch my vote. Here in Arizona, you can do that. But, why would I ever do that? Why would anybody do that when they were committed? They're Republicans, and I'm sure here in Arizona they're not going to switch. And I don't think they are across our nation. But, Hillary and that bunch, they can't accept defeat, so they got to play every game they can play. to try to put garbage into.
Sheriff, let me ask you this question. It seems like things have gotten nastier on their side, like they've just gotten completely insane. If you agree with that or disagree, can you elaborate on the psychology, the criminology? Because they really, I mean, look at the WikiLeaks. They act like cartoon villains in those things. They're so nasty, I can't even believe it.
Well, you know, Sanders and Hillary both went public nastily against me to get me out of office, of course, with all the money from Soros and everything else. But I can't forget Sanders. I took his wife to my tent city. She didn't like it, and then the husband didn't like it, and he made some threats on me. He said, well, when I become the president, Joe, watch out. You're not going to have, I have the power. I looked at, of course, my response was, he'll never be the president. But these people came after me nationally. And I think I have, you know, when Soros went after me, I thought it was over the illegal immigration and not legalizing marijuana. I think he had a devious motion. I got a little information to prove it. One day I will. He wanted me out of office because of the birth certificate. That's my opinion.
Of course.
So he ganged up.
Well, I mean, you know, they have Comedy Central makes fun of you and goes, he's the guy claims there's severed heads in the desert. Doesn't he know there's been thousands of bodies dug up on both sides of the border from Texas to Arizona?
Well, they don't want to know about it. They play the illegal immigration game. But, you know, when Trump becomes president, I think things are going to change a little.
Sure. Just over the border of El Paso, they've dug up more than 500 bodies the last couple of years.
Well, we have the third largest county in the country that, you know, I'm the sheriff of, and we see the people coming in. I predicted a long time ago that the drugs are involved. I was the director of Mexico City, and I believe in the wall. If it isn't just for illegal immigration, it has to be for the drugs. All the drugs coming into our country come from Mexico, and Donald Trump played that out a year
sure.
ago.
Sure, it's so not going to stop 100%, but it's going to slow it down. I mean, that's why China built a wall. It's why the Romans built Hadrian's Wall. We're going to go to break. When I come back, I want to get into the birth certificate, but also where you see this country going. But I mean, briefly, Trump and others had asked Trump to maybe make you the head of Homeland Security or border security. But you've already served 55 years. Obviously, you're still, you know, out there helping. But what do you think of this Marine Corps general he put in?
I think he'll be pretty good because he worked in Central South America. I worked in all those countries, too, when I was regional director. And he believes in putting people in jail. And, of course, I have all the tents. They'll probably take them away, but I put tents up 24 years
That's
ago.
That's my next question. What's going to happen when they release these thousands of criminals out of your jail? I mean, I don't need to predict it, a crime explosion. Let's talk to the outgoing sheriff, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, straight ahead, and his chief deputy on the cold case posse.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, longest serving sheriff in Maricopa County there in Phoenix. Just an invasion zone of drugs and crime and murder. The feds have put up signs a third of the way into Arizona saying don't go into these areas. National parks, you name it. You know, it's too dangerous. And then the media just says nothing's happening. Routinely, they'll find a bunch of severed heads and they'll even shoot American citizens down on the Texas-Mexico border. And then I'll cover it and national news will say, Jones has a new conspiracy theory making up severed heads. And it'll be in the local news. I mean, there's 100,000+ people killed the last 8 years in Mexico on the drug war. So Sheriff Joe Arpaio and Mike Zulo, former New Jersey detective in Bergen County for several years, heading up the cold case posse on the birth certificate. His phony's a $3 bill. And again, it just shows the fraud. I mean, we don't know what's going on exactly. The point is that he says he's from Kenya. Then he wouldn't be eligible. And then he looks like he says we're crazy. He won't give us a birth certificate for 4 years. When he does, it's fake. So just condensing this, Sheriff Arpaio, obviously you're, like you said, 1.5 million views on your site, on your video. Ours has millions. The reason that, again, is exciting is the average CNN show doesn't have 1 million viewers. On our own platforms, we're getting more views than they do. So it sounds to me like folks want to continue to hear what you have to say, Sheriff, I think now more than ever.
Yeah, I think they were always interested, but because of the media blackout, sometimes the word could not get out. And thank you, Alex, and for those others that still get the word out the best way they can. When I closed the press conference, I did say one thing. I hope we're going to turn over this to Congress. I hope that some Congress persons will take hold of it, have hearings. If they can't have hearings on deflated footballs or steroids, you would think they would have a hearing on this most important subject facing our country, and probably one of the greatest frauds ever perpetrated in our country. So why not get to the bottom of it and see who's behind this situation?
Wow, Sheriff Joe, that is an incredibly good point. Thinking about this, they have Deflategate and all this other, quite frankly, diversionary issues. And, you know, President Trump, I get the fact he doesn't want to be vindictive, but Hillary is trying to overthrow his election. She's involved in all this stuff. Her foundation's ongoing. I'm sorry, the president, you know, has to let the attorney general go after Hillary because it's his duty. It's not vindictiveness. Can you speak to that? And I mean, what, as a former Fed and as a somebody that's been involved in these prosecutions, involved in all these cases, what would you do if you were the president?
Well, I think I would do what he's doing. He has a great attorney general, by the way. I have to commend that appointment. I met with him a couple of times just recently when he was in Phoenix. So he's making some great choices. Great choices he's making. So I can't comment. I do wish somebody would look into the birth certificate, though, whether it's criminal or take it before Congress and let the people understand what's really going on. So we're going to submit this before I leave office, at least to Congress, and get it out of my hands. We did our job for 5 years. Not much more I can do, but just by chance, luck, and the hard work with Mike, we were able to conclude this.
Sure. Mike, your full press conference is up on Sheriff Arpaio's Facebook and other sites. It's up on InfoWars as well. But just in a minute or two, the new developments, the top labs you had, look at this and what they found.
The Certified Document Examiner 4 Lab is over in Italy. They are digital forensic specialists. And what we decided to do here was let the evidence guide us. We weren't guiding the evidence. You never guide the evidence in a criminal investigation. And what we would do is we were making discoveries in the document. And that break we got was when Mark Gillar, the gentleman who makes my videos, was making a video for me so I could explain what I was seeing to the sheriff. And he realized the source certificate, the Ani birth certificate, was slightly canted, a degree or two off. And once he made this adjustment, this document began to unlock and it started to collapse on its own weight. And I took those findings, sent them across the world. I sent them to Italy. I sent it to Hawaii, two different document examiners. I stepped back and I let them both perform analysis on what we have found, and both of them, two different disciplines, old school document forensics, new technology, digital forensics, came to the same conclusion. The document is inauthentic, and the things that we have found are not explainable by any other method than cut and paste digital lift. It's as simple as that.
Well, look, I'm no rocket scientist, but we do video editing, not to see, but we know about layers, we know about documents. When you do a digital document, you have to flatten it, and they didn't flatten the document, or you wouldn't be able to remove the layers. And I went to forensics people, and they said, yeah, that's 101, but they were too scared to come on. That's why I'm glad, organically, you and Sheriff Arpaio were able to go out and do this, but, I mean, you see what happened. Criminal attacks, lawsuits. I mean, they're definitely scared of this, Sheriff.
Yeah, I wonder what they're hiding. Maybe they're worried how far up it's going to go. But our whole trust, once again, was to investigate a forged document and look what's happening today. Why don't you just come up with a microfiche, show the original birth certificate, and get it over with?
Well, absolutely. I mean, notice real ones today are all yellowed because of the acid in the paper, and then the one they've got's not yellowed. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on. I mean, it'd be like if you had a newspaper from the 1960s and it wasn't yellow and it didn't have holes in it, you'd know it was been recently printed. I mean, it's how you know it shops when they have, Titanic newspaper, reprinted from the day after the Titanic, New York Times. It's white paper because it got printed on modern paper. It's white. Any newspaper that's old is going to have rot holes in it, like Pulp Fiction novels. Everybody knows that.
Well, Alex, very quickly, we didn't disclose everything again in this press conference. This was an executive summary. We have other things in the document. There are a variety of color combinations that should not be in the document. I mean, there's a host of stuff. We're not just stopping here. And just to add to the sheriff's point, and I'd like you to conclude with the sheriff. His whole life story is fascinating. We're not stopping. We are going to do whatever we have to do to put this into the hands of Congress and push for an investigation. Because, one, it's not mandated. It's detrimental to this country. We want legislation that this never happens again in this nation.
I totally agree. By the way, Sheriff Arpaio is a hard guy to get on. He's so busy. So anytime you'd like to come on and really go over his life, his adventures, you know, as a true lawman compared to what we're getting today, I would love to have him on. But I got to say this. I've been somebody who's more of a libertarian, been critical of some law enforcement and critical of government. But I got to say, I've been really surprised the last few years to see law enforcement and the military leading the fight with courage to expose the corruption and really being persecuted for it because it's been the military and police overall that have led the charge against tyranny. And I've really been positive to see, just the fact that they can't be intimidated and that they've been there spreading the word about what's happening. So that gives me a lot of encouragement. And then I saw Soros and other groups fund hundreds of millions to Black Lives Matter and other groups that are openly calling for the death of police officers. It really lets you know how sick these groups are. Sheriff, I mean, does it even blow you away that Soros and others have gotten away with doing things that if I did them or you did them, we'd be SWAT teamed?
Well, you're forgetting another element. That's called the Department of Justice. They're the ones coming into all these cities, including mine, and putting monitors to run these police organizations. This is a very deep problem we have with this current Department of Justice. I can't say too much about them because they're trying to prosecute me. But I never seen anything like this. And I've been around 55 years all over the world. This is unique, and we got to have to do something about it. And I think the next administration will do something about it.
Well, just say it, Sheriff. They act like an outside force. It's like a takeover. It's not America.
Yeah. Yeah, led by our own government. That's the problem. Led by the Department of Justice and their philosophy and the president. I'm not trying to criticize the president.
Well, it's a fact. I mean, in closing, sir, if you'll come back soon. I mean, did you see her press conference about the UN and the strong cities to run the police advisory boards will be run by the UN? Did you see that?
Well, that's scary. I didn't see it, but that's very scary.
It's incredible. Well, we want to commend you, Sheriff, and we want to commend Detective Zulo. Thank you both, gentlemen. And Sheriff, I know you're a busy guy, but in the new year...
Available, Alex. Call me anytime.
All right. Thank you. Be safe. Wow, that guy's got a lot of courage, and so does Mike Zulo. I tell you, say what you want about Sheriff Arpaio. They've demonized him really bad, but that guy's got a lot of courage. We'll be back with other news we haven't covered. Stay with us. All right, folks, I'm on the news blitz here in the final segment. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Lord willing. Massive censorship. I've got to get into this. I've got to talk about it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Everybody knows that I'm a Christian, but I am not somebody that sits there and throws stones in glass houses. I don't hate anybody unless they're aggressively out attacking innocent people.
Just a fight, obliteration.
That said, it is well known that the whole transsexual movement started in the last 60 years was basically pushed by groups of people that were preying on a lot of folks, in many cases, to confuse them about their sexuality. And a large portion of people that end up getting sex changes end up being very unhappy, very depressed, and committing suicide. And anytime you go and try to confuse and sexualize children, as they're now doing in public schools across the country, it is basically pedophilia. I don't care if it's heterosexual, transsexual, homosexual, whatever it is, Facebook with 50 different sexual preferences or identities is just meant to confuse the species. And I have the government documents, the admissions of this. And you see the cover of National Geographic transgender issue The cover of National Geographic upcoming January issue has sparked outrage online for featuring children questioning their genders and spotlighting what they call a gender revolution. And this is the state coming in to confuse your kids when they're naturally discovering things when they're young. You're not teaching them about sex, as you're not supposed to until they hit puberty. The state's coming in and doing it. The article's titled "Making a Man, Dangerous Lives of Girls, and Rethinking Gender." The publication is dedicating their entire first issue of 2017 to the single topic of shifting landscape of gender. That's how you kill honeybees. That's how you kill fire ants. You go in, you put chemicals in to confuse the genders. This is a weapon system. I put this in my film Endgame, and in Endgame 2.0, not to be confused with Endgame 2, and it shows the government documents in the 60s where they said they do this, according to press release. And it shows a little boy, he thinks he's a girl. And he says, the best thing about, this is I don't have to pretend I'm a boy anymore. The best thing about being a girl is now I don't have to pretend I'm a boy. Internet users were quick to share their disappointment over the magazine's editorial decision. But see, Nat Geo, again, is total social engineering, anti-gun, anti-family, eugenics program. And they want to sexualize your children and get in there and get at them for this programming. This is an admitted program. China would never allow this. They execute you if you're homosexual. I'm not saying you should do that because they see it as a destabilization program. Fidel Castro would put gays in prison. But the left loves them. Just like they love Islam, who won't let you do any of that. Because society's collapsed once you go down this road. Camille Paglia is a lesbian. She'll tell you that. It's a fact. Are we saying society's going to collapse because the lesbians are gay people? No. It always goes to this next. But this time, we've got the government and social engineers pushing it to openly bring us down. They don't want you having kids. They don't want you having families. They want you alone. So the state is your father, your mother. Now, getting into some of the news that Arpaio was talking about, here's an article. Report, 82,000 criminal illegals, 84% with felonies, serious misdemeanors, to be released. That's what Obama's been up to. This is the crime wave of criminals around the world running here. Washington Examiner. I mentioned this article from Slate. Whatever happened to Michael Bloomberg's anti-gun crusade? They admit in this article they've gone underground and don't admit they want to take the guns, but that their plan is to ban guns. I mean, this is so sick how they talk about this like we're stupid and don't see it. Then we've got, what's China been building in the South China Sea? A bunch of rocket and missile bases, including medium-range missiles, to take over the South China Sea, breaking their deal with the globalists. Meanwhile, we're told Russia's our enemy. There's a meme going around that shows 50,000 people in an arena for Trump, and it says a group of Russian hackers meet to overturn the election. Overturn Hillary. France faces its next big test as France's election looms. The average French person in polls says they want to leave the euro. They said, quote, "We never voted to enter the euro." Another AP article, homeless across the country fall victim to synthetic marijuana and wander around like zombies. Yeah. Marijuana has a lot of good medical purposes, and I'm for decriminalization, but not total legalization and pushing it because, I don't think in prison for it, nonviolent offenders, but the new stuff's so strong, folks, it turns people into zombies. Sure, a highly motivated person might use it who's too high strung, it might help them. But you use this weaponized stuff, you're just going to be like a zombie. So that's some of the news on that front. Before I get to some of this other news, do you understand that I read six different mainstream news articles that were like, it's great. We used to criticize the communist Chinese for censorship, but now we know it's the right thing to do. They coined the term fake news and are going to help us ban Alex Jones. I mean, the story alone is how our media just labels things now. Like, communist censorship is communist censorship. What are they doing advising Facebook, Google, and Twitter? What is Facebook doing a year ago, hiring former commanders in the Stasi, the most famous secret police, to censor Facebook? I mean, it's just crazy. Then we get hit by the biggest denial of service DDoS attack that one of the top internet service companies says they've ever seen, with a bunch of other attacks thrown in that are, by the way, ongoing against InfoWars, Prison Planet, and our shopping cart. That's why when you go to InfoWarsStore.com, takes about 5 seconds to load. The site's completely secure, completely safe. It just has to redirect all the fake traffic out of it. or it brings the site down so that you just can't get on it. Infowarsstore.com. We have, ladies and gentlemen, between 50 and 20% off on everything. Combo deals, colloidal silver, $9.95, highest quality. The new Super Blue, Super Power toothpaste. It's got colloidal silver and it's got the iodine in it, the true iodine. It comes out white, turns blue. Real iodine's blue. We've got Living Defense. A lot of stuff's about to sell out. Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Secret 12, Bio PCA, Bio True Selenium. It's all there. InfoWarsLife.com. The Deep Cleanse is back in stock. But I want to sell out everything before the end of the year. Obviously, just like car dealerships do, because there's big taxes on inventory. So get your knockout sleep aid. It's incredible. Get your products. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free. And this is key, because if for whatever reason they hit it again and for some reason are able to bring it down, folks have already been organically on the web saying go to 888-253-3139 7 days a week, 12 months out of the year, 365 you can call, and we will, up until 5 every day, it's our crew here, our operators, we got seven of them, that's 7 total, but usually it's about 6 on duty, and then, but after that it rolls over to a great service I've got in Austin, I've had for 17, 18 years, Jesus Communication, they'll take your orders right there, so InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, you can also support our sponsors, when you go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's the great longevity line of over 400 different supplements. We get about 8 to 10% of the profit there to help fund our operation. When you order there, you can get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. Sign up to be a distributor. You get big discounts. It's great products as well. Find the lowest prices on the longevity line of products at InfoWarsTeam.com. So that's a separate system, or call 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. And again, we could not do any of this without you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. We have Hillary, Obama, the EU, the Communist Chinese saying censor us, and they're trying it right now as a test. Separately, CIA meddled in hundreds of elections, Ron Paul on Russia blaming. Totally made up. They had the Communist Chinese and Saudi Arabians bragging they influenced the election. I'm trying to get the media to focus on that. And the Daily Mail is telling you something I told you back when it happened in 2003. Saddam was CIA. He was told to invade Kuwait. He was told to attack Iran. He was set up. He was westernizing Iraq. The Saudis wanted him taken out. He was set up and double-crossed. Our troops aren't bad. They were manipulated. And when the CIA interrogated him, they didn't even know all the classified stuff. He told them that he was CIA, that he was hired to do all this, that he was set up. And the CIA commander that interrogated him 10 years later admits, we were wrong, it was all a giant setup, and we let the Shiites execute him. 10 years after the tyrant's execution, the CIA agent who grilled him reveals the shattering truth that everything the U.S. thought was wrong. If you read deeper, folks, it was a setup. He was CIA trained in 1954 and 55 in Egypt. He tried to assassinate the communist leader there. It was overthrown. Then they convinced the Baath to take him as their security head in 69. In 79, he staged the CIA coup against the Baathist. Then it was set up as a Western base. They started letting women go to college. Women didn't have to wear burqas. Then he was ordered to attack Iran. He lost 700,000 people. Iran lost 2 million. Then he was told to invade Kuwait and set up, and he didn't know why. There you go. But don't worry, HBO has made-for-TV movies about how bad he is. Saudi Arabia, the Wahhabis, the jihadis, the al-Qaeda base, took out their enemy. He thought when 9-11 happened, he'd join forces with the U.S. to take them out because he was their number one enemy at the time. That's Daily Mail. InfoWars.com has a lot of other news we haven't covered, especially on the attack on free speech. Defend us. Spread the link. God bless you all.